There's only 70 people asking me to help them.
Well, you have to have a meeting.
The Berlin Planning Zoning Commission meeting, Wednesday, March 23rd, 2016, is called to order. Please turn off or silence electronic devices.
Please place the flag.
The Union flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please. Commissioner Gidry.
Here.
Commissioner Lemoine.
Here.
Commissioner Perkins. Commissioner Payro.
Here.
Commissioner Fernell.
Here.
Commissioner Sonnet. Commissioner Trabasis.
Here.
Thank you. Approval of the minutes for the February 24th meeting. Do I have any corrections?
I need to take a motion every time.
Motion by Mr. Lemoine to approve the minutes as written. Second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Trabasis. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Next on the agenda is zoning public hearing for rezoning request from R4 multifamily residential to B1 transition. 1331 West Main Street, lot TL2 for Travis Lemoine. This is the public hearing. Yes, please. You can come up to the podium so we can clearly hear.
My name is Rosa Stanley, and I live from 2629 Live Oak Drive. And if I remember correctly, when this was rezoned originally, it was rezoned from residential to, I mean, from commercial to residential. Is that right?
Many years ago. That was a long time ago.
Many years ago.
I don't think I was here.
It was, at that time, they didn't have commercial in Berlin.
Oh, thank you.
That's 45 years ago.
So it was before these maps and our... It was before these maps, or was it the...
That was before they had zoning, I think.
But it was re-subdivided then?
Yes, it was.
It was re-subdivided. Okay. Now, so here we are, we're coming back, and if I remember correctly, I was on planning and zoning then. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're going to have these two little female-looking houses, and then with gravel, and now we're going to have a commercial building rezoned to...
B1, is that transition?
Transition.
Yes, ma'am.
On the corner. I just don't think it would be, one, it would be unsightly. As it is now, it doesn't look very well as it is with the two little houses. Is the houses finished?
Well, somebody's in them.
One and the other one?
Yeah.
There's two.
Somebody's in both of them.
In both of them. I just don't think it fits there on that corner at all. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Ms. Payback?
Oh, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Landis Hebert. I've got property at 121, 137 north of Oak, near the corner. I guess my question is that we R4 is not something that's commonly used in the town of Berlin. And it looks like the town council went overboard and did real well. They accepted it for R4. That was less than a year ago. I don't think they would have passed it at that time if they would have known this in less than a year. They were going to be looking to change to something different, transitional. Can y'all tell me, and when you're looking at the map, where is the servitude on Main Street on that map?
I don't think it has that much detail.
to show servitude.
Because that's where the large telephone lines.
It looks like it has maybe the servitude mark on the, what is that? The east side of it? Is that a servitude?
They got sidewalk, I mean, there's no sidewalk there now.
This line and.
In the front it does.
The Main Street, it does have.
It does, it shows.
LeBeau does not, as far as I know.
It does not, no, it doesn't.
Does any existing sidewalk there now?
Not on LeBeau.
No.
No, Main.
Yeah, Main, they go all the way to the corner. I walk it pretty regularly.
Okay.
Is this?
I'm against it mainly because of, right now, the projects that were started have not finished. And it looks like it's too soon to be acting, to be changing something again. And it doesn't really represent what the area looks like right now. And I don't think it's a good fit for our tree and the corner right there. It just doesn't fit into the property. Thank you.
It's been R4 for a long time. He just subdivided it several months back. It's always been R4, so you put it out.
Yeah. And what I was stating, when Mr. Molo had his door there, that was 45, 50 years ago. But it didn't have zoning in Brule at that time.
No.
And then, so I don't think if the record shows a commercial before it was R4.
I think when they
Go back maybe.
You go back in the, so when they made it, when they first had rezoning, my father-in-law was on the planning, the town council. And everything that's, they made a lot of it residential at that time. That's when it was first made residential.
Well, in 76, Mr. Landis, didn't they have Miss Emily Dupuy's house on that corner?
Right.
Yeah.
For many years.
Yeah.
The Collins store was on the other corner.
There's been some property changed during the years because right next to Peanut Store, the store in back room, I happen to, I sold that property now, but I used to own it. And it was zoned for multifamily when they first started. But somewhere during the years, it was changed just to R1. So I'm not sure. That was, people really weren't concerned about that many years ago.
Where's R1, Mr. Williams? Where's R1, you say?
On the other side.
On the store.
Of Orange Floor.
On the corner directly across.
Okay.
Except for the corner where the Trail Fork and the back Ruby Grove.
Yeah. What is that zone now?
Commercial.
Commercial one, C1.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr.
A. Surprise, surprise.
Come on, Mr. A. Bag.
You beat the dress code.
Clayton A. Bear, 4427 Choctaw, Brule. Where's your pointer? Travis is wanting to do, what is it, B1?
B1, which is transition.
B1. So, right here, well, that's the store right there. That is C1?
C1.
Which is, has less restrictions than what he's asking for, correct? Is that correct?
Yeah, you can put more stuff on the C1 than transition.
So what he's asking for is more restricted than what the C1 is.
Right.
And there's a trailer park right here that's, is that, how's that zone?
It's C1.
The trailer park is also C1.
The store and the trailer park.
And all of this is C1, right, straight across the street from him.
Yeah.
Travis, you have a final inspection on this house?
Yeah.
So that project's already finished, it's done. It's not uncompleted?
Complete.
This right here, final inspection, complete?
Complete.
So nothing's uncompleted at your place?
No.
Looks nice, thank you very much.
So what's your point?
I have no point, I was asking questions. But really, that FEMA house, I built one just like it, and I find it disrespectful that that's what I can afford, that's what I built. But I built one just like it, same plans.
My name is Jane Caldwell. I live right across the street from this property and have for many years. I think the zoning has just been changed, and he says that the little house he built is occupied. I didn't realize that, but he also has not done anything with the apartment that he said he was going to fix. And this is just a short time ago that he did that. And as you all know, the area around the oak tree has historically always been residential. I think it's best if it would stay that way. This is a very, very dangerous corner. I think everybody will agree. A lot of people on Main Street come there. They do not stop at the stop sign. If you're going to do anything at all that is going to attract children, you are asking for trouble. I think there's no way that you can deny that. So I'm asking you to please vote against it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Jane. Anyone else?
Say something.
Council members? Questions? Anybody else, Travis, you want to speak?
Nothing to say.
Okay, public hearing is closed. Council, commission members?
It's given zoning changes to pick things. Been residential for years, trying to change the zoning to a transitional. That's one thing. We don't have no control over what the house looks like. We got a mobile home ordinance to cover that, but we don't have no ordinance to cover a house. So you can't, I don't blame a man for putting that type of house. That's, you know, it's a house. We don't tell him how to build. Now, if he's in a subdivision and they got the homeowner association, they take care of that. We're not in the homeowner association business.
Right.
We in planning and zoning, and he's asking for a zoning, which I think is a big deal.
Question.
Yeah.
What is it you would like to put there?
Just
what is it?
A snowball stand.
A snowball?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what kind of building is that going to be in?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, so how can we know what it's going to look like?
I don't know.
Would it be portable or permanent?
I don't know.
Any questions or comments?
Do you have an idea of how much business you'll have and customers today?
No, I don't.
Kind of market information. What part of the issue is the elementary school street corner that you have? Very limited start. So I worry that food's going to let out, kids are going to want mom to stop and get a ball, and we're going to have 20 people do it to stop. And that's to me is the main concern. I have a great deal of respect for you. I think you've done a nice job developing that corner. Yeah.
Well, I mean, by the same token, you got a store across the street. Who's to say the kids don't tell mama to stop getting their coke?
He's got a place to park.
Where would the cars come in from, and where would they get out? I mean, you don't want to back out anywhere there, get on the corner. So where would the cars come in? Where would they park?
The dimension does not meet the criteria for B1. That's it.
So you're not concerned about safety?
That's it.
You're not concerned about safety at all?
The dimensions meet the criteria that the town set. So that's it. So good.
Any questions or comments?
I do.
The current snowball stand on Main Street is on a state highway, just like he's asking for. And their parking spots is 3 parking spots. I think he has much more land than what that small snowball stand has, which you have to back out onto a state road. You don't even have an option to turn around. Thank you.
It's not near the elementary school. It's not on the corner.
Sir? Yeah, you knew it. This was long when you bought it, right?
Oh, yeah, yes.
I also knew it was on the corner of State Highway 989-2 and Commercial on opposite corner. Shouldn't really be a big deal.
Okay.
Do you have any idea how you would position the building?
It'd be back in your back corner. Kind of away from the corner. See what I'm talking
about? Okay, are you talking about right here?
Yeah, back in there. Back there. That's right. So you got plenty of parking, plenty of room to turn around.
How large would the building be?
No. Well, yes, probably 12 by 20.
So realistically, you're thinking probably a prototype building?
Something very similar to this.
That's what I'm asking.
Something very similar to that.
And you're also aware that transition says if it's near residential, 95%. You have to provide a solid wall or fence on all sides. Of screening not less than 4 feet in height. You know, you're going to have to put some kind of fencing
between
both sides of your property.
Right, between my house and my other house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to put a 6 foot in, wouldn't you?
Which would, I would be afraid of it obstructing traffic to back out.
Well, about 20 feet before the sidewalk, I'd take her down. You can see.
You have to.
Yeah.
Most snowball stands are seasonal.
Right.
They're planned to be seasonal.
Yeah.
But people don't buy snowball stands.
You don't believe it?
I got a question. In the town of Burley, on West Main or any street like that, that has all, not I meant has commercial or transitional, in the approval of the building and the lot and so forth, can you back onto a street or do you have to be able to pull in there and be able to go back out for? Because I'm in East Baton Rouge and so forth, I know a lot of places, you cannot back onto a street.
We got an ordinance.
Do we have that?
Yeah, we got an ordinance that says
so. So they would have to have room to be able to go back out forward.
Right. Unless it gives a variance for that.
Yeah. I think you'd enter on one street and exit on the other, just make the drive through to where you don't have to back out. There's room for it.
Those snowball stands near the drive through?
Talking about a U-shape. You know what I mean? So he doesn't have to back out onto the street.
Yeah.
Probably the safest way.
Well, you got enough room to turn around and won't get any of that.
Any other questions, comments?
Yeah, I guess the other comment I would have is that, you know, y'all can't restrict that it's going to be a snowball stand. He can tell you that's what his plans are, and it may be. But it might change next week. It might be something totally different. So
we're not fixed on a snowball stand. It doesn't have to be a snowball stand.
Right.
That is correct.
That is correct.
Is the list of things that it can be, ready-to-wear apparel, studios, arts and crafts, photography, antique shops, pharmacies, the barber shops, salons, locksmiths, heating and air conditioning service, television services, home appliance sales and service, and then financial institutions would be bank, branch banks, finance companies, brokerage service, branch savings and loans, and other similar uses. Not a full-blown bank or not a full-blown savings and loan, but a smaller branch. And then there's limitations as to how big the floor space can be, and then when you get in the building restrictions, and it has to have X number of parking places and things of that nature.
I'd like to ask Don if he would maybe enlighten all the same thing he told me about, because I did not understand the term transitional in zoning and so forth by definition, why they use that word. And he had gave me a real good explanation. Don, would you tell him what transitional meant and how it came about?
Yeah, Lance, transition. In small towns across the country, you know, everybody built their houses on the main streets. And then as commercial began to develop, the commercial, of course, wanted to be where the high volume traffic is. So you started having the intermingles of commercial and residential. Well, as the commercial tended to develop more and the residential tended to develop in subdivisions that were developed off of the main highway, people started wanting to live on local streets, you know, as they were developed. The people that remained living on the major arterials and collectors were having more of incompatible uses with the commercial developing. So the transition zone was put in there for those developing areas along the major roads where you would keep the same look of a residential house and allow small commercial development that didn't have a lot of traffic to it, like architects, engineers, professional hair salons, small type stuff, and it would keep the same structure. They would do these in the houses, wouldn't have a lot of parking required and so forth. So the transition zone kept it looking like a residential neighborhood, but allowed some light commercial.